Yep, I should have the new garage up insulated with heat before next winter, and you know, then I'll go through and I'll get all these all rebuilt and get them running like a top, and then that'll go a long way to help. I don't know what it is about snowblowers. I've had a number of snowblowers. They always seem to have carburetor issues. I don't know why that is. I've had other, you know, I've had carburetor issues on a number of, you know, lawn and garden implements, but it seems to be just like a given with winter, you know, with snowblowers. I don't know what it is. So it makes them uniquely susceptible. Maybe you just don't use them all that often, you know. But, you know, like a lawnmower, at least if you crack it out during the summer, spring, summer, and fall, you got it out, you know, once a week or so. And maybe it's just the snowblower is, you know, can go a very long time before you need it. But regardless, it's pretty easy fix on the one. I think they're both carburetor issues. So the big dog, ain't running right now at all. And I know that's a carburetor issue. The kid tried to rebuild it, and I don't think he did something right, and it's all boogered up. So I might even take that one in and have that professionally fixed up, get a new carb on it or something. Once I get the garage insulated, heated, all that stuff, and I know it's the live a pampered life